This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope, East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Wisdom, was delivered on January 16th, 2022. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Frank.
What's up?
I was wondering why you was talking so long. I'll say, oh, better you just do the whole message already. Yeah. Hey, anybody want to learn how to do the soap? Anybody out there? Anybody? Because, I mean, I could sit down with you like 8 o'clock next week, Sunday, and we could do soap right back here and teach you how we read and how we extract gems from the Bible. Anybody? Or if you do desire, just shoot me a text on the back of the bulletin. On the top, there's my phone number. Shoot me a text, and we'll get together. Amen. How many of you football fans? We get some. What's up? How many of you? Yeah, depends who's playing, right? How many of you like the season is over already because your team lost? Oh yeah. Well, you know, it's just a game. Enjoy it. You know, don't let your emotions. Don't let your emotions, you know, rise and fall with the wins or the losses. I only say that because my team is still in it. Yeah, but that's all right. It's just a game, and we're having fun. And sometimes we just have too much fun because we rag each other, and it's not fair that I get this platform to pick on people. But, yeah. Man, so, you know, I've been praying a lot and, you know, doing my devotions and, you know, I'm studying and I'm reading and I'm writing. I'm actually, right now, I think I'm writing my messages for the first week in March. The first week, I think Pastor Aaron got the second week in March. That's our anniversary date. And then I think I'm working on the first and the third and the fourth week. And I believe that God can speak to me to tell you what you need to hear ahead of time. And it gives the team time to pray and pick the songs and everything. But, you know, today's message is about wisdom. And the thing is, you know, we've been in this pandemic for a couple of years already. It's kind of getting tired. And the thing is, what are you looking forward to this year? Maybe more fishing time? Maybe, how many of you like to just go back and travel? Yeah, go to Las Vegas and go to wherever else. Yeah, this is the new normal with the mask and everything. You know, just like last month, we was able to go to the Vulcan basketball games in person. It was so, even if it wasn't crowded, it was just nice to be able to watch sporting events live. At the beginning of this month, they put that on hold again. So I was like, oh, you know, so what are we looking forward to this year? Maybe, hopefully, this COVID thing gets done with and, you know, we can be somewhat normal, but probably not. It's not going to be like how it used to be. Maybe this year we'd like to see the government more accountable. Maybe. Maybe not, yeah. Maybe we need, how many of you need a long vacation? We want, yeah. You know, I don't know if I need a long vacation, just a few days, I think. You know, whatever we look for this year, whatever we desire, you know, this is some of the things that I would like to see. For us that get to come up here and teach, you know, we put in a lot of effort. We study hard, which studying, how many of you like studying? We got some people who are smart who like to study. How many of you don't like to study? Yeah, so God has a sense of humor, you know. How many of you like taking good notes when you're in service? Yeah, nobody, yeah. Some people. You know, you ever sat next to somebody who just takes really, really immaculate notes? And like, when I take notes, 5 minutes later, I don't know what I wrote down. I mean, we sit, we listen, and hopefully we get something out of it. The thing is, we study and we prepare. And the Bible says that the preacher sought to find truthful words to make it understandable and a delight. So we take the scripture and we try to explain it to you in like a common way that you can understand. Like in Jesus' time, he used a lot of farming and animals because that's what they were used to. Today we use like, how many of you, you know, if I talked about people at restaurants, husband and wives, having dinner, but they're looking at their telephone screen. You can relate to that, yeah? But we try to give you something that you can take with you, something that will help improve your life, help you to solve the problems that come our way. And for those of us who come up here and teach, man, we really gotta make sure we prepare, because if we say something that's false, imagine the damage that it could be done by taking something that's not truth and believing it because we didn't study. In James 3:1, it says, let not many of you become teachers, my brethren, knowing that such will incur a stricter judgment. So when we come up here and teach, it's a big responsibility, and it can affect our lives. But this is what I really desire this year. I really want us, you and I, plus those of you who are listening online, I really want us to grow, to grow spiritually. I want us to be able to hear and to understand what God is telling us. Because God speaks in so many ways. And you could just go out and, you know, nature, and you could see stuff, and God would be speaking through his creation. And this is called, number one, discernment. Discernment is having good judgment, obtaining spiritual guidance and understanding. That's, I always pray for that, because I do need good judgment, and I do need spiritual guidance, and I do need spiritual understanding. In 1 John 4:1, it says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And so I believe discernment comes when we constantly read the Bible. And the more we know God's character, the better we'll be able to understand the things of God. John is telling us here that test the things we hear. Test the things that I say. Check it out. Go look it up in Scripture. Test what I say with the Bible. Then John goes on to test the spirit in 1 John 4:2. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. We cannot believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit of God, because there are many people who may say that, but they may not be in the Word. They may be false teachers. He says this, and it means that we shouldn't believe everything we hear. How many of you got stuff on Facebook and reposted it only to find out that it was like fake? And then it's like, oh, sorry guys, that was fake. So, I mean, sometimes we believe everything we see on the internet. Can you do that? Can you believe everything you see on the internet? I hope not. You know, and there are many ways to test these teachers to see if their message is truly from God. Check if what they're saying lines up with what we're reading in the Word. In Philippians 1, verses 9 and 10, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ." Paul was praying that these Philippian believers would have the ability or the discernment to differentiate between right and wrong, good and bad, vital and trivial. So we pray and we ask God for discernment so we can maintain our Christian and moral values. And Paul was asked, because he was praying for that for this church. In Hebrews, the writer says this in Hebrews 5:14, "Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong." This is again called discernment. In order for us to grow from an infant Christian to mature Christians, we must learn discernment. We must train our conscience, our senses, our minds, body, to distinguish good from evil. I mean, that's pretty much common sense, yeah, good from evil. But some people don't know it. That's why they do evil. Can you discern, or can you tell the difference between the correct use of Scripture and a mistaken one? And I want us to be able to listen to these messages or any message and to be able to discern what the Spirit of God is telling you. Why is it important? So when we can understand and we can have discernment, then we can move on it. The Bible, when we read it, it should cause us or motivate us into action. I mean, you can read the Bible, and if it doesn't cause or do anything to you, then you're probably just treating it like another book. But we need to know and understand it. So here are two things I want to us to understand: knowledge and wisdom. Okay? Knowledge, the first one, what is that? It's something known. Information, ideas, facts, truth, or principles. In 2 Peter 1:2, it says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." So he wanted the people to increase their knowledge of God and of Jesus. And that's my desire for us this year, every year, to increase our knowledge of God. And that's why almost every week I ask you to read your Bibles. That's why we share our soap, so that we can get you to understand this is how we extract precious gems from the Bible. Knowledge. In 2 Peter 1:8, "For if these qualities are yours and are increasing," this is your homework. If these qualities are yours and increasing, what question is going to ask me? What are these qualities? It's your homework. Go read it in 2 Peter. It's between 2 Peter 1, 2 and 2 Peter 1, 8. It's in between there. Go and dig it out. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, if these qualities are yours and not stagnant, but are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. What are these qualities? Some of you are thinking now. Maybe it'll cause you to open your Bible to 2 Peter. Is it really a book in the Bible? Is it in the Old Testament? Or is it in the New Testament? Is it before Hebrews or after Hebrews? Aha! I tell you what, it's after Genesis and before Revelation. All right? Somewhere between page 1 and 5,000. Yeah, I want to challenge you to do something. Okay? So number here is wisdom. What is that? Applying something known. The knowledge. In Proverbs 2:6, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. From the mouth of the Lord comes knowledge and understanding. And the Lord gives us wisdom how to take that knowledge and apply it. Ephesians 5:15 and 16. Therefore, be careful how you walk. Not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. Be careful how you walk. Be careful how you live life. Be careful what you do. Don't do things as unwise, but as wise, making the most of our time. Because you know what? You're not going to get it back. We can be the smartest person in the world, right? But if we just keep it up here and do nothing with it. If I had the formula to cure cancer and I kept it up here, what good is that? It will not make the slightest difference in the world. On Sundays, we try so hard to input some type of knowledge in you. And what you do with it is up to you. Maybe you have a little storage space that, okay, put it right here, leave it there for a rainy day. Or even if, because 30 minutes from now when you leave, what was the message about today? Oh, I forget. That's why we give you notes so you can, wisdom. What is wisdom? Applying something that you know. Every day we read the Bible, every day God is faithful to give us a little bit of knowledge. And each day we should look for ways that we can apply this new given knowledge, because that's how we grow in discernment. Let's say one Sunday I came up here and I told you that God says that if you not forgive your brother or somebody who wronged you, he will not forgive you. Oh. And then you leave here and you know that earlier in the week you fought with your children or your sibling or your parent, and you know that forgiveness needs to be offered. It's knowledge. You know it. What does wisdom tell us? To apply what we learn. So if I talk about forgiveness, then what do you have to do? Hold a grudge? How many of you do that? When you know you gotta forgive, how many of you hold a grudge? Oh, you guys are so good. Either that or you guys are all lying. One honest person back there.
I used to.
Yeah, so that's what it is. We give a message, we give you knowledge, and now it's up to you to take that knowledge and apply it. So we teach you that reading God's word is important, should be done daily. That's our daily instructions for what we're going to happen throughout the day. You know that. Now there's no excuse. Sorry, but I put that knowledge in your head. There's no excuse. Yep. Now it's up to you. What are you going to do with that knowledge of I should read the word every day? Will you apply that knowledge? You know in your head what we need to do. And forever, whatever reason, you don't do it, that is, the ball is in your court. How many of you know that we love to make excuses? How many of you make excuses? Yeah, me too. We know what we need to do, but sometimes, we just fail to apply it. The difference between knowing and applying. You've heard that saying, knowing is half the battle. Anybody know who said that? I don't know either. Knowing is half the battle. What is the other half? Applying that, right? Applying is just, we know what we gotta do. That's half the battle right there. The other half is doing what we need to do. I think we gotta come talk about procrastination. Yeah. Not today, right? Yeah. Not next week either, right? Oh, not. Well, not this year. Somebody, one of you teachers who are up here, that just gave you a hint of what you can talk about. Yeah. You know, we know what we need to do, but sometimes the hard things, you know, like going up to somebody and saying, you know what, can you forgive me? That's the stuff, man. This is stuff like, your pride gotta just be checked at the door. And you gotta put on that cloak of humility just for go say, you know what, I am so sorry. Can you forgive me? Jesus said this in John 4:34, because I want us to grow. Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Jesus got fed from doing God's will. We get fed from reading his word and doing his will. So here, I believe they were outside of Samaria, and the disciples say, hey, we got to get some food. Let's go into Samaria. Let's go get some food and bring it back to Jesus, because Jesus, he just sat outside by the well, kind of cruising. But then when the disciples returned, they were kind of shocked. Like, Jesus is sitting at the well. He's talking to a woman who is a Samaritan. So they were kind of like, shock, because back there, you know, you hardly find the guys talking to women, especially a Samaritan woman. But Jesus responded this, because they said, come and eat. But Jesus said, oh, I have food. Like, who brought him food? Right? And he said, my food comes from doing the will of him who sent me. So here, when you and I get knowledge of God's will for our life, and we apply that, called wisdom, we are being fed. When I tell you that you need to forgive, and you forgive, you're doing God's will, because that's what he commands us to. You're being fed. Each time that you hear scripture and you learn something new and you put it into practice, you are growing as followers of Christ. And you know, we need to grow. You ever read something in the Bible? You put it to practice and you've seen the results, and it's like, wow, this stuff works. There was a time when I read in the Bible, it says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs it up. It's like, you ever been in a fight and somebody's coming at you and you go right back at them? Like, what? Yeah, what? What? But what? It's like, you ever put gasoline on the fire? How many of you like doing that? Nobody, only me. But when you do that, when somebody's coming after you, and you come back with that harsh word, like, what? What? It's just beef right there. But when somebody comes after you with harsh words, and you say, you know what, I'm sorry, you're right. I should have put down the toilet seat like I said I was going to do. Can you forgive me? But you put water on their fire. They cannot do nothing back. And it happened once when I read that scripture and I applied it, and I answered back kindly with gentle words. And this guy that I didn't even know, because he was upset, and I told him, I'm sorry, you're right, we'll get it done. By the end of our conversation, he was telling me sorry, that he snapped at me. And I was like, wow, God, your word is amazing. I got it in my head, and I applied it in my life, and the results was like, wow, it really, really worked. So we get knowledge every week when we come to church. We get knowledge when we listen to a podcast or we listen to Caleb. We get the word of the day. We get knowledge when we do our devotions, our soap. We get that knowledge, and we apply it in our lives, we do it, and it becomes wisdom. Remember when Solomon was young and he became king, and God gave him that blank check, ask me whatever you want. Well, if God told you that, what would you ask for? 150,000 foot boat. Oh, big like Noah's Ark, you can go out anywhere, in any weather. Would you ask for 100 fish coolers? Huh? Or maybe like 10 Louis Vuitton bags? If God, you know, God gave Solomon that blank check, and what did he ask for? Wisdom. He asked for wisdom. In James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously without reproach, and will be given to him. When we first started this church back in 2008, I had to pray this every day. God, I cannot do this. I need wisdom because, have you ever... I think this is like one of the biggest steps of faith I got to take. I don't know if I got to take or I was pushed. I think I was pushed. Like the big church said, it's time for you to go. Oh, but I know lie. So I think it was like maybe a nudge. And it's like, who teaches somebody how to run a church? I went to class for 1 week. And I still had no clue what to do. Sometimes I still scratch my head. And I think, like, God, how the heck did you get me doing this? So if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. How many of you ask God for wisdom? How many of you want to ask God for wisdom? Okay, because we're going to ask him together shortly. I want all of us to apply what we know. Not just keep it up here, but let it cause us to take action. I want us to apply our knowledge, put it into practice. We cannot just leave it in our brains, because what good is it going to do if it's just in our brains and we don't apply it? It's just information. And we can get a lot of information, but we need to take action, amen? I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. I'm going to ask you to stand, because I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask you to do something with me. Would you stand? All of you who are standing, you know when you want something, kind of hold out your hand, yeah? How many of you, when you want something, you hold out your hand? Okay, so we're going to need more than one hand for hold what we're going to ask for. So I want you to hold two hands with expectation that God is going to pour out wisdom right into our hands. Because James says to ask, not this James, but James, the half-brother of Jesus. So bow your heads and close your eyes. Lord, your word says in the book of James that if we lack wisdom, we need to ask of you. So Lord, we have our hands out expecting that you would pour out wisdom to us. We ask that you would give us wisdom. Not just worldly wisdom, Lord, but wisdom of you, of what you want us to do and how you want us to grow and how we can apply things into our lives. We ask that you will pour out godly wisdom into our lives so that we know truth from evil, good from bad, right from wrong, your word from false teaching. So, Lord, pour out wisdom into each and every one of us. We ask, and we know that you will not say no, but you would grant us this request. So, Lord, pour out your wisdom into our lives today. We thank you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. So, when you leave here, you'll be wiser, all right? You'll be much wiser, because I believe God poured out some wisdom into your lives this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead, worship team.
Hey! All right. That is my favorite book right there, the book of James. Not because it's named James. It's a lot of wisdom in there. All right, we're going to sing. Today is the day.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. During this phase of the COVID pandemic, we're recommending that people meet online to avoid potential virus spread. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.